Hey, this is Carl Ingersoll from the Frontline Family, and we wanted to give you a quick intro to the ministry and hear the heart behind why we do what we do.
This ministry really began over 20 years ago when we were a young family. We had two small little kids under two, and we looked like the perfect little family, but on the outside we did, but on the inside we were falling apart and on the brink of divorce.
And by God's grace, we were saved. You know, God saved our marriage and God saved our family. We were in family ministry right away. We had a house church right away. All five of our kids have served from early on. But it came to a point where we just went across country, you know, sharing the love of Christ. And we landed in North Carolina. And it was in that three-year period that when we landed in North Carolina to now, that our world turned upside down.
Yes, at that point, we had a thriving ministry, but with it between the move to a different place, the culture shock, and just so much change in general, it just led us to feel displaced.
And so we tried as much as we could to kind of get back in the groove, and I was blessed enough to be able to work with a great organization, a Christ-filled organization, and I spent a lot of time there. But you know, during that time, I was on the front lines helping other believers save lives, and the enemy just kind of came at me from every direction. And to make a long story short, I was tired, I was frustrated, I was angry, and I stopped leading my family the way I always have, in a spiritual way.
So on top of all the change that had already happened, we just found that we started to disconnect with one another, with the Lord and our personal ministry. And we felt that at that point, we just started to lose our son's heart and mind.
And so, you know, after a while, we realized that we were in trouble and we had a fight. And we expected a different situation. We expected for a lot of the church to come around us and understand the biblical principles that we were operating from. But unfortunately, we were surprised and we realized that we had to fight this battle with the Lord alone.
Yes, our battle was bigger than us and our family and the problems that we were having within each other. The problem was that we were fighting the culture, and not just the culture in the world, but the culture in the church, which made it even harder and more hurtful for us during this process.
Yeah, I would say one of our biggest surprises is that the church at large did not know what the Bible actually said about the Lord's design and purpose for family. So we just assumed that the church would understand that and that they would come around that, but they didn't.
Yes, during that time, it was the most difficult time of our life. And when I say that, I mean that wholeheartedly. I've never experienced anything like that. None of us have. And it was painful even just to wake up every day. It was one of those things that we didn't even want to get out of bed, and we felt alone. But in that aloneness that we felt, we were able to just connect more with the Lord, and He fought our battles with us.
Yeah. Needless to say, our family is whole again. Our son is back home, and we have decided that what we're going to do is come around other families, because this culture is attacking God's design and purpose for family. And the way the Lord helped us, we're going to help others. We're going to take the time to help others first understand what God's Word says about family. And we're going to help dads be dads. Dads, you are the gatekeeper of your home. You are the pastor. You are the prophet. You are the provider. And guess what? Satan's coming after you first.
Yes, we have a target on our back, and if you are a Christian, if you try to walk with the Lord and in His ways, He will try to bring you down. And we recognized during that time that this battle being bigger than us meant that once we had victory over it, that we were being called to continue our family ministry that had started so many years ago and help other broken families come through it.
So we hope that you join us for this journey of calling the church back to biblical family and standing up to the cultural and spiritual bullies that are coming against our family. This battle is at our doorstep, and the time to fight for our families is now.